can't find much love at home or abroad. With a House report on impeachment coming out this week and some mean old bullies at NATO forcing him to pull out early. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find US of Ed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Wooshka, wherever you get good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Impeachment. The House has delivered its report to say, big surprise, according to them, Trump has put himself above the national interest and abused his office. Ed, colour me shocked. What's next?
Well, what's next technically is there'll be a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee to find out what features of what he did are impeachable. And that process has begun today, as a matter of fact. And the Judiciary Committee is beginning to hear from experts on whether what Trump did raises itself to the quality or down to the lowity of impeachability. And I suspect they'll find that. Now, Trump was invited to that hearing himself. He said he might even come or submit something in writing. But I don't think it matters at this point. It seems that everybody's baked in now. The people who don't want him removed are baked in. The people who do want him removed, that's ticked up. It's over 50%. But when you get something that's that close, you're really not going to move.
Mm.
So this is damaging Trump, but it may not kill him. And when you aim at the king, you better shoot at the head.
Look, we've seen the Republicans still circling around the king, such as it were, but have we seen any real response from Trump or his main minions?
His acolytes?
Yeah.
Not really. I don't even know if we will. I think they are looking for a better day someplace. Something that they can feel good about, something where they are able to prove something. I think the Giuliani Ukraine business is playing itself out. The more they get into it, the more trouble it causes them. So why go there? I don't know where they can go now, but they've got to go someplace because they're going nowhere on the Ukraine business. Ukraine really is not drawing any fire from anybody. Interestingly enough, even on the impeachment business, people don't seem to give much of a darn.
NATO. Trump has taken his ball and gone home after video emerged of world leaders, including Canadian PM Justin Trudeau, caught seemingly making fun of him behind his back. Thoughts, Ed?
Nothing new here. No one really cares for this man, and he's got to get used to that. He is not a popular figure on the world scene, on the local scene, or on any scene. That's too bad, because it hurts the United States. And that's the sad, sad, sad thing about it. The United States is damaged by his clownish behavior and his inability to make friends anywhere in the world. It's too bad, but that's where it is.
Well, in particular, Trump has also clashed with the French President Macron, who recently commented on the brain death of NATO after America didn't consult with allies on the Syria pullout. Now, Trump called the comments very, very nasty, his usual gift for language. And Macron and Trump, though, you got to think, were once quite close. Is this a reminder of what Trump's personal loyalty is worth?
Well, it's also Macron's, isn't it?
Mm.
Trump's not alone here. Macron has, you know, hit him below the waist, and he's reacted that way. As a matter of fact, in this sense, Macron said the wrong thing because he hurt NATO more than anyone, and that was totally unnecessary. So I really don't think Macron got anything good out of it. Nobody got anything good out of this. It was just a bad day all around for everybody.
And just aside from Trump's personal issues, the message of a commitment, a bigger commitment on defense spending from other nations. I mean, what do you make of this one? Is it a case of don't shoot the message?
Well, you mean the messenger. Or is the message?
Yeah.
You might mean the message too. Who do you shoot here? It's really an open question. NATO has to have some different targets. There's no doubt about NATO's had its day. Is there another day for NATO? And it's hard for me to read on this one, but I think that NATO as it was is not NATO as it has to be. And what will that role be? Will China be the biggest enemy of NATO? NATO has to have enemies to have anything. And I'm not sure what the target is for NATO. Clearly, the Russians can invade anytime they want. So those old targets aren't going to work. What new targets will is the question.
Unrelated to the Macron business, or maybe it isn't, the United States has also threatened France with tariffs of up to 100% on about $2.4 billion worth of imported French goods, following France implementing attacks on certain big US tech firms. The European Union has reacted with anger, but as you no doubt recall, Ed, trade wars are good and easy to win.
Oh boy, cutting your own rhetoric. I think Trumpy is caught in his own rhetoric here. And putting sanctions on France is not the way to go. Clearly, there are bigger issues here. And they are, the American giants are too big. They are way too big. And they are causing trouble for everybody in the world. Let's get used to it. The United States has tech giants that are taking over the world. And someone needs to relax.
Somewhere you're very familiar with, Ed, New Orleans. A shooting this week near the famous French Quarter left 10 injured. Thankfully, no deaths at this time. And the shooter at last report was still at large. Officials say the shooting was the result of a feud between people visiting the city. Just any thoughts?
Well, when I was there, I came onto something and heard about, and that is a big football game between the two best gridiron teams that are black from black colleges and university. It is a huge pageant. It brings people from all over the country because the graduates of those schools go all over the country. And these are good universities. They're predominantly African American, but predominantly, not totally African American these days. This feud is like Stanford and Cal or Michigan and Notre Dame. It brings up bad blood. But now people have guns. So a little bad blood and some guns and some idiots. Black idiots aren't any better than white idiots. So that's what we have.
And in the United Kingdom, a stabbing this week has left three dead, including the suspect, who was wearing a fake bomb vest at the time. It's been called a terror attack, and I suppose at its very basic level, it is an attack that provokes fear and paranoia for people, but it demonstrates to me, I think, that very shaky line between terror attack and violence that just happens to be driven by mentally unstable people meeting with extremism.
Gee, mentally unstable people. Now, are we in or out? Because our mental instability leads us to criticize a lot of world leaders. The problem here is not jail sentences is the first thing they jump to. The problem here is when there's hate in the air, hate in the water, hate finds a place. And unfortunately, the people who are actually at this meeting were trying to lower the temperatures, trying to get people to come together and see both sides. If you have to protect them with police and guards and guns, what have you done? You just made the situation worse. This is what I call a pathetic situation. Where good people were hurt because of a bad world. And that's the world we're in now, both in New Orleans and here. One person being fed messages on the internet, and I know we're on the internet, because they're a little bit unstable, goes all the way. Too bad. I don't know where we go from here.
Just on that word pathetic, though, of course, so close to an election, this is bound to be politicised, with Tories, Boris Johnson's party, sending out messages on the one hand saying Look, it's we shouldn't politicize this. We can't talk about these things. But on the other hand, literally sending out messages saying you're safe with us, not with Labor. We'll protect you from these things and the like. What impact might it have, or could it backfire?
I don't think it's going to have much of any impact. Remember, people in this election particularly, because the election's about Brexit. Mm. It's not about the candidates. People have made up their minds long before they're going to the polls. If Boris gets 5 or 10 more delegates in the parliament, he's the head of the parliament, and he says he has a Brexit victory. But it's kind of like the Trump impeachment. If 51% of the people are for it and 49 are against it, what have you got? I don't think Brexit is clear now. It never should have been put to a vote in the first place. What do you have a parliament for? Now they're into the Brexit issue. That's the issue, not people being killed on the streets, not health care, but Brexit. And it seems pretty clear that an exit from Brexit shrinks the British economy. And the people who are mad at all the immigrants don't care. They think that's the price they have to pay. Sad.
And in the United States' own election process, Kamala Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand dropping out of the presidential race this week. Any thoughts?
Well, I thought, as I said earlier when Kamala went in, she's a pistol. And when pistols go off, they hurt somebody. In this case, it hurt her. I don't really believe a person should run for president in their first term. They haven't shown anything. They haven't proven anything. It shows how weak Trump is that first-termers would even give it a try. But in this case, it's probably hurt Kamala Harris for a very long time. It'll even hurt her in a re-election, which is, what, 5 years away or 4 years away? She better come home and do her homework. Don't take any cabinet positions, any of that kind of stuff. Get back to working on California.
Next week will be Ed and I's final chat of the year as we wrap up all the news and events of 2019. Subscribe wherever you find your podcast to make sure you know when we're back in 2020. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.